Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself.
Hello, and welcome back to Rebecca Neal, the podcast. I am super excited today because not only is this season 4 of the podcast, but it is my first episode back since, I'm going to say, June, so a couple of months now. I took a little bit of time off doing some things that I had to do, which we'll go into in this episode, because this episode's really just going to be a bit of a life update, really, because, oh my goodness, so much has happened since the last episode. The last episode was with my partner, Scott, and it was interviewing him and sharing snippets, I guess, of his amazing life that he has lived in such a short amount of time and going through different adventures with him. So please do go check that out. If you haven't seen that episode, listen to that episode, then go back and have a listen. But I'm excited. Let's dive in. I hope you are all doing so well and that you haven't missed me too much. But moving forward, we will be doing these weekly episodes again. And Scott and I will be launching our podcast hopefully soon. He is just completely inundated with this new app build that we are working on and what's to come with that. So please sit tight. I know there's a few of you that keep saying, when is it going to be live? So where have I been? What has been happening in my world? So I am openly going to share with you today lots of intimate details. So sit back and enjoy, and hopefully you're not in the middle of other things and you can take it all in. So in June, I found out that I had to have an explant. So I have implants. I got implants in my late 20s when I was a fitness model and extremely muscly and lean. And I was like, I need these because, you know, I was doing a lot of fitness modeling and at the time it felt right. And I do not have any issue in the fact that I did what my 26 or 27 year old self really wanted. And this is something, a lesson for all of us really, because I think we can sit and we can beat ourselves up for the things that we shouldn't or should have done differently, or why did we do that? Or if I could only go back and change things. It gets you nowhere. It serves you no purpose, because at that exact moment, it was exactly what you wanted. And you can think about this as in business, in relationships, in friendships, in life. There's no reason for us to feel that guilt or shame or embarrassment or regret, because at that exact moment, that version of you wanted whatever that thing was, and that is okay. And I look back at that time and I think I wanted them so badly, and I did what I wanted because that's what I do. If I want something, I go after it. It's no different in any facet of my life. It's across the board. How we do one thing is how we do everything, as they say. And so I got them done and I loved them for the time I had them, and I had no issues. You know, you hear all these problems that people have, and I'm sorry if that's you, but I didn't have any issues. And then, you know, a couple of months before June, I started to notice that I had swollen lymph nodes under my arms. And I thought, that's weird. I don't feel sick. I don't ever really get sick. I'm pretty healthy and conscious of everything I do, and I'm aware of my body, and which is another reason, I guess, I'm blessed in a sense that I am so, aware of my body enough to know that when things aren't right, things are obvious to me. So I left it for a good couple of months before I went to the doctor and was like, I don't know what this is, but we should probably check it out. So my advice to you is, you know, whether you're holistic or health focused and you think, things will just get better on their own, and a lot of the time they do, and that's why I'm a big advocate for natural health and well-being. If it's not and it seems not right, definitely get it checked out, because doctors are amazing and they can help you. And I'm really big believer that integrative medicine is the way. So, you know, a little bit of Western and a little bit of holistic is powerful. So ended up having a scan and finding out, obviously, that they were ruptured, which was pretty scary because I was like, oh no, what does that mean? I've got silicon in my body, la, la, la. And luckily enough, on the Gold Coast, there's this amazing radiologist that actually has one of the best scans in the country. So if you are on the Gold Coast and you want to get them checked out and you're in the same position as me, it's definitely worth going to this place, Mermaid Beach Radiology. They're incredible. And they have this scan that I think there's like one or something in Australia. So anyways, found out that and then had to figure out what surgeon I was going to go to, how to deal with this, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so booked in to have them taken out at the end of July. So I had to wait a little while, which was quite nerve wracking. I definitely was feeling brain fog and my eyes were definitely not clear as they usually were. And there was a bit of murkiness going on. And I know a couple of my other girlfriends that have them have said the same thing. They see that sort of thing as well. So if that's you, definitely get it checked out. It's not, you know, the risk. And this is probably one thing I would say is that for me, I was like, oh, there's nothing wrong. I'll just get them out after I've had kids. Like, it doesn't really matter. I don't want them in again, but there's no point in going to have surgery just because. And so the regret I have is that I didn't get them out while they were still healthy in a sense, because there was a lot more work that had to be done. And it was quite a painful surgery in the end because there had to be some, I won't go into graphic details for you, but there was a lot that had to be done to get out what was going on. Anyway, I had them out and recovery was pretty intense. And yeah, it's like really, really quite confronting, I guess, looking at yourself once you are different or you've had something change about your body that's been there for 10 years, right? Although now I'm, you know, I'm very happy and I'm healthy and that's the main thing for me. Health is my number one priority. And many years ago, I definitely felt misaligned with them because I was holistic and studying natural medicine. And, you know, I had to find acceptance in the body that I had. And like I said, there's no point in beating yourself up. I made that decision as that young woman and I honor her for following what she wanted to do at that point in time. And that's okay. So again, a reminder for you today is if you're feeling regret around something or shame that something in your younger self did, don't. Because, oh my gosh, I have some stories from when I was younger that I might share one day. But, you know, these things are just, they just are what they are. Anyways, now you would have noticed if you're on social media over the last couple of days that Scott and I have announced that we are having a baby. And it is so exciting and so, oh my gosh, we're just so inundated with joy and gratitude and excitement, I guess, because this is something I, you could easily say, oh, wow, that was quick. But you could also say, wow, that took a long time to get to because I'm 37 and definitely wanted to have a family and was very excited about moving into that phase of my life. And I wondered, you know, if it would ever happen, would I find my person, like all of the things. And what I can say to you is when you find the right person and you have that deep connection, that energy between you, that certainty, the beautiful vibration that the two of you have, it's with so much ease that things just happen. And that's something that we definitely have experienced since meeting. Everything is just so in flow and magical. So yeah, very excited. The funniest part is though, I didn't know that I was until 7 weeks because I'd had surgery. So I was like, oh, I'm just recovering. Like, of course my body is out of whack. Like as us women, you would know, like your body goes through trauma or stress. Sometimes we don't get our period that month and that's a normal thing, right? So I just thought, oh yeah, I've had stress and you know, the pain of surgery and all that stuff, the way that anything else, but you know, it's just my hormones rebalancing, whatever it was. But I started to have some weird cravings and I was extremely tired. And Scott's like, you're pregnant, just go and do a test. And I thought, all right, I'll go do it. So I did one and I didn't believe it. I was like, nah. And I did a second one and I made him drive to Broadbeach to get another test, which was quite funny because I was like, I don't believe that. That thing's broken. And then I still was in denial. So I ended up booking a blood test with my GP just to confirm that. Obviously, I wanted to know how far along too, but just to confirm that what was happening on the sticks was real. So here we are. We are at 15 weeks as I'm recording this episode, which is really exciting because things are starting to change. I'm starting to get a little belly. And we shared our beautiful video last night on Instagram of telling some of our favorite people It's so sweet, and I'm going to watch it over 1,000 times. I think I've watched it like 500 already. Go check that out. I'll leave the link in the show notes so you can. It's such a beautiful video, and just the genuine excitement and happiness that our friends have for us is just really special. And like I said, it's something I've wanted for such a long time, and I think a lot of my girlfriends are very happy for me, not only because we're having a baby, but because they know my history and my story, like around not settling and waiting for the right person and wondering if, hey, will this ever happen for me? Like, am I going to have children? Like, and I'm sure like there's plenty of you that way in the uncertainty and you're a little bit worried about that sort of thing. But I can say is do the work on you. This is one thing that I did for sure, was that I made sure I was stable. I made sure I was where I wanted to be, and I was that my best version of myself. I continuously evolved, continuously worked on becoming a better version of me, because I think too often women, and maybe men too, I can only speak for what I've seen, but we write these amazing lists about this man, this magical man that we want to meet, and my ideal man, my dream man, we want to manifest this man, right? Have you ever asked yourself about that man on that list? Like, what does he want? What kind of woman do you need to be for him, for you to be able to, you know, be available to him and or to attract him, right? And I think this is something I really worked on, was that person that I wanted. And I cannot tell you, like, Scott is 100% the person I wrote down on my list in every detail. It's just amazing. And it was worth the wait. I can tell you that much. He's an incredible human. And I asked myself, who do I need to be for that man that I desire, that I want to attract into my life? And I just worked on becoming her, and really working on that definitely gave me a focus, and I became that, and I let go of all my traumas, I let go of challenges. Like, I really focused on becoming the best version of me. And you've probably heard that before, but it's really even about writing a second list. Write the list of your dream man, but write that version of what he wants. What does that dream man want in a woman? And so I definitely suggest you do that, and then don't settle. Like, there are many beautiful relationships that I have, you know, with ex-partners, and some very challenging ones that I've spoken openly about, the narcissistic, that we all learn the most greatest lessons from. But I definitely was blessed with some beautiful humans, but deep down I just knew something was missing, and that they were not my person, and that there was going to be someone. And I took that risk last year when I moved from Brisbane to the Gold Coast and ended my relationship. I just went, you know what, this isn't going to work out. This is going to make me happy in the long run, and going to be really miserable, and I might have all the things that I want, but unfortunately not the happiness that I desire, or the play, or the fun, and the man that I want, right? So I moved back to the Gold Coast, and I really, like I said, I did the work. I just focused on, and here we are. And Scott appeared in my DMs, but we will break that down to our conversation on our podcast, I think, and share with you the details of that, because it's pretty special and pretty random. But yeah, I just think, love where you're at and love yourself as you grow and evolve and work on your challenges and your traumas and your things that are holding you back, and becoming the best version of you for that person that you desire. And be open to meeting someone in the most unique way, and someone who may not fit the exact mold physically or visually that you thought. It's really about being open. Like, all the attributes that I wrote down were not physical. I didn't write anything. Sure, I wanted blue eyes and blonde hair, and I got that, but, well, light colored hair, but I didn't write those things down. I didn't specify that I wanted these certain things. I wanted someone in a way that they showed up for me, in the way that they showed up for our relationship, what they desired for in the future. Like, it's the things that their character, their personality, those things. A really great book that you might love to read is Elena Cardone has a book called, I think it's called Building an Empire or something, or Building, I can't remember, but I'll put it in the show notes. And she talks about your dream man and writing that list and the desire. So it's definitely worth having a listen and building that relationship of a king and queen. And that is our ultimate goal, is to build an empire together and have a king and queen dynamic in relationship. So the update is there. What am I doing for work and career and business and all of things? I'm still offering branding. I have an amazing online branding program, a 10-week program, which is called Brand Yourself. And the students absolutely loved the last round, and some beautiful work came out of it. And they feel so much more empowered when using Canva, showing up on social media, creating content for their business. They have their branding colors and fonts and vibes and all of the things. And that's been amazing. So that is definitely open again for people to jump on board. I'm also offering one-to-one branding support and business support as usual. I really love coaching, and I did throw the towel in last year, and there is an episode talking about this, and I just needed a break from the industry. I've been in it for, gosh, I've been coach for over 12 years now, and I just needed that time to readjust and recenter myself and ask myself if I wanted to be a part of the noise that was happening, because unfortunately, like in any industry, there's going to be some shonks and there's going to be some people that aren't doing the right thing or saying they're one thing and they're not delivering and, you know, all those sorts of things. And so I took that time off, and I definitely needed it and feel so much more revitalized. I also have reopened my Bare Nourished Instagram, which is my health and nutrition Instagram account. Do go check that out. There's lots of yummy recipes, and I am building out an ebook at the moment that can be purchased. So there is lots of fun stuff happening. But I just wanted to dive in and get this show back online and really say how much I've missed you guys and how much I'm so excited to bring episodes to you each week that are empowering and inspiring and educational, and I guess share my mama journey with you, because I'm very excited, let's be honest. But I think I might leave it there and let you go into this week with so much excitement and joy for your life. Like really, if you could just look at your life and say, I have two choices right now. And one is to play out the victim and look at my situation as unfortunate, or say, can I learn from this? What is this challenge presenting? What is my life offering me right now? What lessons can I learn? Because it hasn't always been easy for me. And like I said, I've got to 37 and thought, would I ever meet someone I wanted to spend the rest of my life with and have a baby with? And would that happen? And all of the things, and so much heartache around that. And so I understand if this is you right now, but trust your journey. Trust that God has a plan. And honestly, not settling was the best thing I ever did, because I could not have found the most amazing human, more suitable, more pure, more, the love we have for each other is just so divine. And if I'd settled, and that's not a bad thing, choose to settle, that's up to you. But if I had settled with someone that didn't make me feel the things I was looking for, I wouldn't have found this. So waiting sometimes is definitely the best option. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 1 of season 4. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please do share on Instagram at I am Rebecca Neal or Rebecca Neal the podcast, and DM me. I love hearing from you guys. And if you feel like sharing, definitely share. Ask me any questions, but jump inside my programs, all of the things. But until next week, have a beautiful week.